there's a bear.
We go past it when you were talking.
Oh, I have that.
Okay.
What schooling did you have in Pittsburgh? Start with that question.
Oh, again. I went to night school.
Franklin School, you said, and you studied English.
English.
What else did you study?
Well, yeah, we're pretty keen on it.
How did you learn to, you learned to speak English and write English at night school?
Yes.
How did your Gentile classmates treat you? Did you see any of them socially?
I never paid any attention to me. We were always saying.
We were all adults in
school. There wasn't school.
I doubt, were there any non-Jews in their classes?
Yes, I know. I went with an Italian girl. Italian, Greeks, whatever, just like my family there.
They were a bunch of immigrants that had treated you.
That's right.
That's right.
Did you see any of them sexually outside of the school?
No.
Did you go to Tanner regular school? I mean, after regular school, well, you went to night school. Did you like music?
Yes.
Did you play a musical instrument at this time?
No.
Did you go to concerts or the opera at this time?
Yes, sure.
Did you go to the Yiddish theater?
In Pittsburgh, they didn't have any Yiddish theater.
Didn't they have any kind of all?
Once in a great while.
Yeah, right.
Once in a while,
they'd be a touring company.
Yes, that's right. I came from New York, so. I went to a theater that played the big.
Well, where did you see it?
I don't remember the Nixon Center. It's in Pittsburgh.
I don't think of the Nixon.
This is
no,
where,
I don't.
I think it was at the.
In the Vi.
No, that place on Center Avenue, Iron Coffin.
I remember on the Vi.
My dad. I even once went to a play. I forget what it was.
You went to the festival.
Did you attend lectures?
Not many.
Where?
I used to go to the Iron Compliments.
Did you go to the public libraries?
Yes.
Where?
The Connecticut Library.
Are you still talking about those first few years? Because she got married. It was in the first 5 years, and she had me. But I used to go to. See, when I was 6 years old, father 6 years old. When did you move to Oakland?
From the hill.
Yes.
They
bought their own home when I was 5 or 6.
Yeah,
this might be within the first, it's a little more than the first 5 years.
Yeah, it's the same.
The street that we moved to, we were the first Jewish family.
No, there was a family.
don't think there was anybody else in the first Jewish family.
In Parkview Avenue.
Parkview Avenue. That was where we as children, I guess they too, got this anti-Semitic at first. The kids were real cruel.
Well, it's not so much that they're trying to
get
out, but they're trying to get out the communal life of the group when they came into the hill, and trying to get more of that in this as a record for the future.
Yeah. Well,
what life was like down first when you came in, where the Yiddish theater was, if it came often.
Well, there wasn't any Yiddish theater.
Well, there wasn't a permanent company,
but company
when it came. Yeah.
While you lived, before you moved, did you go see Jewish
plays?
Where did you go see concerts? Where'd you go to concerts?
Well, for the concert, we used to go to the park to a concert.
We used to go to did you go to Schenley Park from the hill?
Oh, okay. Yes.
They used to have concerts in the park on Sunday. And then you used to go to the organ recitals when you lived up the hill.
Yes.
You know Carnegie Music Hall had the organ recitals
every Sunday.
And they used to go to those.
And then we used to go there, now what do you call it, the Grand, we used to call it, what is the Werner?
Well, it was,
not the Werner, it used to be the Grand, we used to go there, into the Ayers Theater.
Yes, we went to the Vaudeville show.
Vaudeville show.
What was it called?
The Harris
Theater.
You mean before it was the Warner?
No, the Harris Theater was where the casino was. You know the casino on Diamond Street? That used to be the Harris, I think, if I remember.
That's Vaudeville.
Vaudeville.
But what was the Warner called?
The Warner.
The Warner, it was the Grand.
The Grand?
Yeah. We saw there she died. What was her name? Sabitoka.
Sure.
Bad and I, seven.
Maybe it was called Green, but I remember that.
Sure.
What Pittsburgh newspapers did you read? This is still in the beginning.
Yeah.
Did you read the Pittsburgh papers, or did you read the Yiddish papers?
We would not be eating the Pittsburgh paper, you know, anything. We got all of it.
And do you remember the Pittsburgh papers? What?
I think.
Something else. It's a long time. You don't remember the names or anything?
No, not that.
Yes, I remember.
When you came to the United States, did you think of yourself as a religious person?
I wasn't religious. I was never too religious.
You know how it is. When you have your family's Orthodox, generally the children turn the other way.
And my parents were very religious.
Even when they came here.
Oh, yes.
She kept kosher. My grandmother wore a shackle. Said her prayer.
Saturday they wouldn't.
But my mother.
Wouldn't make the lights and even if I was married, she would need in my house.
Well, then you changed your religious practices in the first 5 years because...
No, my religious, I didn't change it. It wasn't.
You never were, even in Europe, you never
even
were.
Even Europe.
But you didn't have to keep house in Europe.
No, but...
After that,
I kept kosher, but not good enough for my mother.
Not strictly.
Not strictly. I used the same towel for the milk I can and flesh dishes that she would need.
Did you attend a synagogue here in Pittsburgh?
Oh, yeah.
Where?
And in the first 5 years, we lived up the hill, and I went to the Russian synagogue. It was on Miller Street, I remember.
Yeah, they used to go to the movies too. That was at the right after the time of the Nickelodeon.
Yeah, yeah, it's a set of rabbits.
What was the Russian synagogue like?
You know, a synagogue, like all the synagogues. Well, I can't
tell. Well, tell her, did the men sit separately from the ladies?
Sure, sure. It was a real Orthodox synagogue.
Did you go frequently?
No.
Did you attend, like, every once in a while, just the high holidays?
Just the high holidays.
And even when you were living with your father and your brother?
With my...
Before you, the rest of your family?
And just when my family came. And that I was married, don't forget, but I lived with my family. And then after I was married, we used to go to the temple. My husband and I,
Did you go to the temple even then?
Sure, even then.
Did you ever go in between flights?
Yeah, and I moved.
Oh.
But when we lived out the year, my husband came before me.
And I went
to the temple. So we went to the temple. To Fifth Avenue. It was a walk that we walked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you weren't strictly kosher in your home?
In my parents' home, in my home, no, I wasn't.
Did you experience any change in health due to climate, food, or anything like that when you first came to Pittsburgh? Did the smoke bother you? Did you catch colds more frequently?
Not my younger days. I did not. When I came here, I was sick, but I was sick in all countries. I had the appendicitis.
Oh.
And when I came here, nothing like really could be a bit of food.
Where did you go for medical care?
I went to Dr. Goldsmith, Dr. Sames, they operated me.
Did you go to a hospital or did you go to a clinic?
Went for the operation? No, I went to the doctor. You
went to a doctor.
Yeah, because the family said the family.
Then you were sick, you went to the doctor.
I went to the doctor, sure.
And then he sent you to the hospital.
He sent me to Dr. Sainz, Dr. Goldsmith. And then I went to the hospital, to the mental
hospital.
Where
did it go? Oh, it was in San Antonio.
Don't you remember that?
You remember?
Well, sure, that's where I had my tonsils taken out.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
On Finland.
Finland is young.
Yeah, of course.
We didn't get to pick up to 1930.
Oh, no wonder.
That's why I don't make too much to you. What were the first organizations that you belonged to? You went first to the Russian synagogue, and after you were married, you went to temple.
Yeah.
But a socialist group, like your husband for political party?
It's not in the recording. It would be in the recording. It will be.
Well, no, that's later.
That's too far.
That's
it's
already
later. This is after. No, I can't.
Well, then you didn't belong to any organization.
No.
When you didn't belong to any organizations that were set up to give charity, like anything that handed out a push gig for you to keep in the home or to go around?
No.
She didn't, but her mother did. Her mother belonged to all kinds of places.
My mother belonged to everything.
Her mother was all?
Excitedly.
Did you real? But not my mother. She always thought she was. I'm just dying that way to a father. I just can't.
Yeah, I felt
like... Do you think of these things like the pioneer women? Well, this is later.
Well, where did you go to have a good time? We've already been discussing this.
Yeah.
Concerts.
Yeah, I used to go to the concert. Yeah, we used to go like you go. Yeah, get to the all the concerts.
But the free ones, the ones where you didn't have to pay.
We paid for everything. We didn't have anything free.
No, I mean like in the park.
Oh, in the park, naturally.
Did you ever go to dances?
No.
Why? I don't know. I never knew them talking about dances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't hear much about dances.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have time.
Well, for a good time, I didn't.
No. That is good.
Did you participate in any sports at this time? Did you attend any sporting events? Was your husband interested in taking any boxing?
No. They aren't sporting types.
Did you know of the YMCA?
I knew it, but I never went down there.
Where was the YMCA in those years? I only remember from the time it was on Belfield, which was after we moved to Oakland. I don't know where it was.
Wasn't that in Center Avenue?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I don't even know the ice.
The ice. No. Wasn't it,
Linton Street. And not far from there was Iron Cutman's. I got the settlement. And they didn't have any bathroom. So we had to go there for the Iron Cutman's to take a bath. So I don't remember if we paid a nickel or against a towel in soap. And there you could go for anything you want. My sisters, they thought much of soda and everything, but I never went. I did every time.
Well, this was where? What you would say?
This was in Louisville Street that we lived.
When you lived in Overhill Street, the Ivan Kaufman settlement was on Center Avenue.
On Center Avenue, sure, for years and years.
But you didn't go there. Well, you didn't go there to
take advantage of
it.
No.
Except they, like she said, you took the bath.
The bath. You used to go from bed because they didn't have a bath.
I didn't remember
Well, then were there any non-Jewish agencies that helped you adjust other than night school to the new life?
No, non-Jewish, no. Only Jewish. I remember when we came here, at the station there were from the Jewish Federation, I think, they sent somebody to meet us, to talk to us. But we didn't need their help, nothing. We came with money. We still had money.
Were there any local meeting places, cafes, political parties? Around the Ikes or around the Y or around where you knew where you would see people.
I don't know.
How did you meet people during your first 5 years? Well, you came and you had family.
Yeah.
And you had friends.
Yes, and through the friends.
told you.
You lived in the other half of the year.
Oh, yeah, sure.
With our families.
Yeah, I
well, was he still living in the old country when you lived?
No, he came here
first. He lived before. Sure.
Well, Mother, did you
know? No, I mean, when you lived in the other half of the double with him.
Yeah.
Was he still in Europe? Had he left the United States yet?
No, we were young. We were young children when we lived in the double. And then we moved away. And his father, he was wealthy. Oh, he had a whole block. But that's why my husband went to Kiev and went to the Nazi. They were wealthy people. And we moved to a different place. And but I know him. I didn't go with him. I wasn't there. But when I came here, because we were from the same town, and we know each other, so we start to go out, and he used to take me all over. That's why I went to all the places. I think there wasn't a place in Pittsburgh. All the parks. There wasn't a place where he used to take me all over. That's why I know. But he's not the type to belong to, you know, political.
I don't know, because... Well, how did you first get to see him when you were in
the Oh my, they all came to see me! Because his parents were still in an old country.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He came to a hint.
Were you friendly with any non-Jewish people?
I'll tell you, I did. We lived in a Jewish neighborhood, and I didn't know there were many Gentiles. To my later years,
no. Those first years, I would say no.
Years later or 7 years later, then I lived in a Gentile neighborhood and we were the best friends.
Oh, yeah. With whom did you celebrate Seder when you came here?
Yeah.
The question is, did you have family here, which you have?
Yeah.
And were you close socially with them, which you
were? Yes.
And with whom did you celebrate Seder? Was it a huge family thing?
Or just until your mother came, what did you do for Pesach?
Do
you remember?
Well, I'll tell you. We came here in June, you'll say. So there wasn't a Seder.
No, naturally.
And the next year my mother came, so I don't remember we had any Seder with anybody.
I'm sure they did.
Well, when she came,
yeah.
Did you have a Seder with
just with her?
Just with your family,
just
not with your mother's brothers or sisters? Or
my mother didn't have any brothers or sisters
here.
Nobody. But my father had cousins. I don't remember to celebrate any Seder's wedding.
We had nothing around the family. It was all baby stuff. I don't know, because from what I can remember.
During these first 5 years, did you maintain any contacts with people in Europe?
Oh, yes. My brother. I had a brother there.
Did you write to other people?
But don't forget, when I came, 2 years later was the revolution.
That was.
No,
but
she came in 1912.
It was like 5 years later.
5 years later. But then our things got bad.
Well, because it was during the war.
The First World War.
And then we couldn't even write to my brother. because he couldn't get it, he didn't get a letter. See, my mother came to Dan a short time later after the war. So.
Are you an American citizen?
Yeah.
How did you acquire your citizenship?
My dad.
Your dad?
Sure. He got his citizenship in Alaska.
When did you first vote?
At least I can't remember. I think when I remember? Where did I first go?
I'll tell you when
I started to vote. When we lived in a back area next to us was the bigger
house.
Yeah,
well, as the cabin was so close, then we
yeah.
No,
it wasn't. No. You were 6 years old, we'll say.
It was like 1922.
Yeah, sure.
But I think it was because it was close by.
Because Dad got us, we used to go in and vote, so that I remember.
Do you remember, you said you're a Democrat, do you know why did you choose to be a Democrat rather than a Republican?
Well, but see, this is it. I'm always with the, I am with the working class. I don't, like I told him, my husband, but what's his name, Kestra.
Yeah.
See, I'm always for the poor and for the working people. And that's why it was, and I don't like the Republicans because they are more richer, you know. So that's why I'm a Democrat. And like I tell my husband, I don't think he would find a Democrat. I says, I think I'm a cop. But I'm not, you know, because I don't like the ideas, you know. I says, what's the matter with Cuba? He's doing, he does a good job, in a way, in a way.
It was a TV program.
It was a TV, and we were discussing it. He did a lot of good things, too. All right, dear.
He did some good things, he's doing a lot of
bad things. But I like the good things that...
No, the reason that they're Democrats rather than Republicans is because it's more the common people party rather than
the rich
party.
Were you active in this party? Did you ever go in and go
no.
out? You ever send out letters for any candidates? Or?
No.
Well, we answered this question. When did you first meet the person that you married and how? Did you get any?
You came to a visit us, I don't know.
How old were you when you were married?
When I was married, 22.
I think you were 23.
22, I don't know.
And how old was he?
He's very, he's about 10.
Oh, wait a minute. How old? Daddy was 77.
Yeah, Daddy.
And they're going to be married. 3 years.
Yes.
This Thanksgiving. So how old was it? She was 24.
Maybe he's 2 years older than I am. Not quite. I was 75 last year.
All right.
Yeah, this, he's about a year and a half.
Well, wait. Well, look. If he's 77 now, and he's been married 24. She's like 20.
Yeah. I was 22, that's so funny.
What was the marriage day?
We met Thanksgiving. November the 28th. And on Thursday, like it's not.
Well, it, she got, well, where, was it actually Thanksgiving Day
it
when you got married? It was a Thanksgiving Day when you got married. So every Thanksgiving Day, regardless of the date,
celebrate. And this Thanksgiving comes out the 28th, and it comes out on a Thursday, and this was the day that people married. And we had a very small wedding, and it wasn't the house.